Okay, well, we're back at it here. You know, Jets are really an impressive team to watch. It's easy to see why they've got the best record in the league. They do a great job at everything. Their return game is good. Their kicking and coverage teams are good. Offensively, they can run it. They can throw it. They got big play receivers, production out of the tight ends. Tomlinson's the leading receiver, a lot of production out of the backs. Doing a good job with the offensive line, mixing some different personnel groups in there. They give you a lot to get ready for, and of course defensively they're good coverage team, good pressure team, strong against the run, good situational team. Rex has done a really good job of putting that team together. They're obviously well coached. They're solid in every phase of the game, and in the games where they've had to make plays at the end, whether it's to get the ball back or score or whatever they've had to do, they've done it. So they're really doing a good job in clutch situations, playing good situational football, and have strengths really in every area of the game. Very solid football team, and big challenge for us Monday night. So we got a lot of work to do, but looking forward to the matchup with the Jets.
Bill, obviously, you guys have changed a lot since you guys played the Jets last, and Revis covered Moss a ton, who obviously isn't here. Do you game plan for how you think they may cover you, like who Revis is going to be on, or Cromartie, or how do you handle dealing with the matchups of their corners?
Sure. Well, we'll look at the different games that the Jets have played, how they've matched up against different teams, try to. I have an idea of what we think they're going to do, but Rex is a real good game plan coach. I'm sure he'll set up the matchups however he feels is the best way to defend us, and we won't know exactly what that is until game time, so we'll have to be prepared for what we think is going to happen, but also be ready to adjust if they do it differently and try to take advantage of whatever our scheme matchups are offensively, whether it be in the running game, the passing game, or formationally, or whatever it happens to be, so... we know there'll be some wrinkles there Monday night, and we'll have to adjust to them one way or the other.
Bill, what initially drew you to Danny Woodhead, and how would you characterize his contribution since joining the team?
Well, I'd say, of course, we are aware of him from his time out of college and when he initially was with the Jets, but we certainly got a good look at him in preseason when we were starting to break down the Jets games, And then at the beginning of the season, when he wasn't on their 53-man roster, he was right at the top of our short list. And after we traded Lawrence, then we had an opportunity or a spot at that and a little bit of a need at that position. And so we signed him prior to Kevin's injury, which really made it a need. So, but Danny's, he's done a real good job of learning the offense and the kicking game. He's contributed for us in both phases of the game, and he's been a an important member of our team all year. He's made plays in the running game, the passing game, and on special teams. So he's done a real solid job.
Bill, is there a common thread you've seen from the Jets in how they've performed? You mentioned late game situations and how they've performed in some of those situations, whether it's Sanchez driving down the field against the Texans or anything. I mean, any common thread that stands out to you?
The common thread is that that Sanchez has made plays. He's used different receivers. He's used his tight ends, backs. And, of course, Holmes, Braylon Edwards. Those guys have come through for him, too. Kotchery had a huge catch in the Cleveland game. So he's used all his receivers. And defensively, when they got to get the ball back, they're going to be more aggressive. They're going to get up close to the line of scrimmage and put more pressure on the offense, so I don't think that's any secret. But they've done a good job of all those things, and also in the kicking game of, whether it's making the kick or, getting themselves field position in the kicking game, like in the punt return against Cleveland, getting the ball into good field position to set up the winning score. So, again, they're a solid team, and they've made those plays at all points in the game, but the ones that really stand out are the ones they've made at the end of games, which have won for them.
Bill, every team makes drastic changes from the off season on through training camp. I mean, drastic improvements as they get more practices, games, et cetera, under their belts. Is there any way you could kind of describe the level of improvement that this 2010 team has made over the course of the season from maybe even week one to now?
Well, I'd say overall that the team's improved on a weekly basis and for the most part on a daily basis. A lot of times it's little steps or it's little things, or sometimes things you improve on in practice don't necessarily show up in that particular game that you're preparing for. Maybe it's a game 2 or 3 weeks later that come back and the situation that you practiced in doesn't come up until later. So it's really hard to measure that on a daily basis or a weekly basis, but I do think, as just standing out there and watching practice and observing it, that you do see improvement in different areas throughout the course of the year, whether that's individual players and individual techniques or whether it's something that a group does better based on the execution of the whole unit on a play that involves a lot of people. So I'd say it's been steady. It's been, for the most part, consistent. And it's been a combination of individual and collective things, so, which is the way it should be. You know, it's the way it is usually every year, and that's the way it should be. And hopefully we can continue to do that in our remaining opportunities left this season, to keep getting better and working on things that we can improve on. And you know, some of that's coaching, some of that's playing, and as I said, some of it's individual techniques.
So a lot of the players point to, you know, the way you say the season doesn't start until after Thanksgiving, and so since it is after Thanksgiving, is there a mindset you have that's kind of helped you guys in the past be successful during this kind of late season stretch, or how do you kind of handle that?
Well, I think it's just obvious. There's fewer games. A lot of teams are packed closely together, whether it be in division races or, you know, overall records, and there aren't very many games left, and so each game becomes more important, more critical, and you know, has more influence in the final standings. So I think that's obvious, and so we just, you know, go into it with that kind of emphasis. You know, right now you just want to be in good position where you're still in contention, which obviously both these teams are for Monday night, and then go from there. I mean, we can easily look back to just about any season and see teams that played well in September or October or got off to a good start or maybe not such a good start, but then played better at the end of the year or not as good, whatever the case might be, and that's usually more the way their season gets defined. So that's another part of what I would be referring to is, you know, it's not so much what team was playing good in September as which team's playing good in December, January.
Bill, you're going to have a long layoff between games, between last week and Monday night. Is that good at this point of the season, or would you rather stick to a standard schedule?
We stick to whichever schedule we get. So, short week last week means a long week this week. A long week this week means a short week next week. So that's whatever it is, that's what we go with. We try to take advantage of our time and our practice opportunities to get the most out of them, whatever they happen to be. And that's the way it is. I mean, every other team's in the same boat, too. We all play the same number of games. We play them over the same amount of time. So it all evens out.
So if we can go back to the Detroit game for just a second, Jarrad Page and Fred Taylor were active, but they didn't play. Was that a case of they would have played if you had needed them, and why push them as they're coming off of their injuries?
Yeah, I'd say that's fairly accurate. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were active, they could have played, they didn't play.
Would you expect a similar situation on Monday, or will it be just a case of how things play out this week in practice?
Well, I think for all of our players, it's kind of the same every week. Get ready to go, be ready to play. Based on the game plan and the matchups and practice performance and all those things, we select the players that will be active for the game, and then based on the game, then some players will play more or less, and there's a lot of factors that go into that those decisions. So I expect every player to come in here and get ready to go this week, be ready to play against the Jets, and ultimately the playing time decisions are coaching decisions. Those aren't things the players can control, and we'll make those decisions based on what we feel like is best for our football team to try to win the game.
All right. Anything else, guys?
Bill, I know how much respect you have for your former assistant, Josh McDaniels. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on what's unfolding out there in Denver at this time.
I'm really focused on the Jets.
All right. Thank you, Coach.